Buffalo Lake, using the land, enjoying the land, and knowing the land as their ancestors did. That was the theme of a recent youth camp at the Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement, an October 7-9 trek into the expansive backcountry of the rural Métis settlement located between Lac La Biche and Boyle resulted in a successful moose hunt and a successful lesson about the land for a group of teens, says Tim Patinaud, the settlement's consultation assistant. His role at Buffalo Lake is to highlight the many aspects of the Métis lands, the links to Métis culture and how that balances with future industrial development. It's a pretty heavy job description, but the foundation of it is based on education and awareness. The lesson is that there is room to share, but we need to learn. Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement Consultation Assistant Tim Patinaud. While many outside the settlements may not know a lot about Métis culture and history, Patinaud says that some of the younger Métis people can also benefit from lessons of Métis life, Métis history and Métis future. We want to support our youth to make sure they are being exposed to our lands before those lands are changed by development. We'd hate to have all these youth these days grow up and never get to experience the land and the opportunity of the land like some of us older people did, said Patinaud, who is also a settlement member, who grew up in the community and learned Métis ways from his own family. I'd like to thank my father, Laurie Patinaud, for showing me all about providing for your family through the outdoors growing up here in Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement. The traditional ways can be lost or forgotten as the world spins quickly, Patinaud said, explaining that the idea of the camp, a two-night expedition that brought six Buffalo Lake teens into the wilderness to track and harvest a moose, also included older settlement members to act as mentors. Things are changing at a rapid pace, especially in the last few years. There has been a lot of interest in drilling around here, said Patinaud, whose official role is to encourage that development while conserving the traditional Métis lifestyle for members. The goal was to show the youth what it takes to have a successful hunting camp, harvesting food from the land and respecting the land. The goal is also to highlight that balance between the past and the future. Patinaud himself recognizes the challenges that come with industrial growth in the area. Is it good or bad? I guess that depends on how you look at it. Some want the economic development for their community to prosper, but then you have to consider those who continue to use the land. I think the lesson is that there is room to share, but we need to learn. Good trip. The youth used ATVs to access a remote area on the western boundaries of the settlement, then hiked into the bush. They used their first morning and afternoon to clear a camp area, set up tents and prepare for the next day's hunt. Planning for the trip took a few weeks. Several community donations went towards the project, including funding from Pembina Pipelines, Enbridge and Synovus that helped organizers to purchase three insulated tents complete with wood-burning stoves. A portable latrine was also purchased, along with some other camping necessities. So it wasn't exactly roughing it, said Patinaud with a smile, but they had no Wi-Fi. Teens without screens meant they did have lots of time to take part in discussions about the Métis ways of life, learned tips for spending time on the land, and even enjoyed little pre-Halloween hijinks under the October moon. We did tell some ghost stories around the fire, Patinaud said. The ghost stories didn't scare away the wildlife, as the teens tracked and spotted a moose early the next morning. We heard a cow moose calling, so we listened, and then tracked her just a little ways. She had a good-size bull with her. We were in the right place at the right time, Patinaud said. One of the teens took the shot and felled the animal. All of the teens had proper firearm and hunting credentials, all taking a community firearms course and hunter education training prior to being accepted for the camp. The animal was processed and the meat was distributed to Métis elders in Buffalo Lake. A video presentation of the recent moose camp is expected to be shared with community members and industry representatives in the near future. We want to show these companies the importance of our lands and our ways. We want to work together with them and have a voice with them, Patinaud said. Partner support. That partnership and that voice are vital to the industry sector, says Shelby Kennedy, Enbridge's senior advisor of community and indigenous engagement for the Lac La Biche area. It's always been important for Enbridge to support community initiatives like the cultural camp that create impactful and meaningful outcomes. Enbridge contributed $5,000 for the camp and also donated bottled water and small gifts for the participants. From support and feedback from first-time youth hunting camp, it was big success, said Patinaud. But more importantly, the lessons behind the project were successful. He expects to hold similar events for teens in the coming months, likely starting this winter with a possible ice fishing camp out.